This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
California, here we come.
The bare minimum.
Go, Golden Bed!
Berkeley is actually really great.
Suck it, Stanford.
I can't wait to go back. I'm building such a community there.
Golden Bed! Golden Bed! Golden Bed!
Suck it, Stanford. Welcome to the bare minimum.
Well, hello, and welcome to the bare minimum. I'm your host, Jake Merrifield. I'm joined by my wonderful daughter here home for the holidays. It is none other than Megan Merrifield on the bare minimum.
The bare minimum.
Megan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, bro.
Good. I'm glad you're here. We are coming to you a day after Christmas. My voice is a little wonky because I'm getting over a cold, which is pretty much the main reason. Well, like, I was trying to do a listener-only holiday episode for you guys, and I apologize for that, but I might record it like next week and then just save it for 2024, who knows. But I wanted to do a episode on our favorite Christmas songs and our favorite Christmas movies and whatnot, but maybe me and Megan will talk about that a little bit here. Who knows how long this will go, but this is, of course, the bare minimum on the What's Brewing Show Network. We thank you for your support. If you're listening to this, it has its own feed on iTunes, and you know we're doing this because me and Megan like to do it, but if you want to rate us and give us your constructive compliments, you know, we'd appreciate that. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, this, you know, whatever. We're not doing this for the ratings. We're doing this because it's a father and daughter that like to talk about her college experience is what it is. So that's all this is. But of course, if you're listening to this, you probably are also a listener of the What's Brewing Show on the What's Brewing Show Network. And we thank you for your support there. And you can always support the What's Brewing Show on patreon.com/What's Brewing Show or just What's Brewing Show.com. Or on the Substack, whatsbrewing.substack.com, for varying amounts of money, whatever you would like to contribute. It really just keeps the pirate ship afloat, so to speak. But, you know, whether or not you contribute, we're still going to be doing it. So we thank you for listening to us, even when the Bruins are, you know, depressing or moderately good or kind of sort of okay, or like right now where everything seems like it's just a blah state or whatever, however you want to feel about it. Yeah, we're still here, so thank you very much for listening. Now, check the show notes for whatever else. I don't know, the Twitter and the email and all that stuff, and the merch and whatnot. But Megan, you're here. You've been here for like a week and a half, and we've been trying to figure out how to podcast, right?
Yes.
But it's the day after Christmas, so first let's start with that. How was your Christmas, Megan?
It was pretty lit.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
So yes.
So what was your favorite thing you got?
Oh, I got a freaking, like, awesome oven thingy? Microwave oven?
It's not really a microwave.
Toaster oven?
It's more than a toaster oven. It's kind
it's
of
in
a,
between a toaster oven and a real oven.
I think it's more of like a real oven in a smaller box, but yeah. I think theoretically it's a
it's like
air
an
fryer.
On the counter little oven thingy.
Yeah, but it's a really nice one. So because up at Berkeley you have a ancient apartment building was built in like the 19-teens.
In the 1940s.
No, it's like earlier than that, I think. Whatever it is, it's ancient and it's pretty much.
It was either 1914 or 1943.
And you got a crappy
oven.
Remember.
And
barely have, you know, you have a new fridge, and that's about the best thing we say about the appliances, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to be like wanting to cook and bake and whatnot, you know, you need something that, you know, a tool that's up to your skills. So that's what you got for Christmas. So we got you a cool oven.
I have made do, though. I've made cookies and pumpkin pies.
But your pumpkin pie had like a weird film on top, didn't it?
Yeah, that was my fault, though. I think I did it wrong.
Well, no, you're supposed to blame your oven.
So oh, it was all the oven. Yeah.
So now that won't ever happen
stupid
again, right?
Stupid oven. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that going for you. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to talk about your trip down, but we're going to have to, you know, at first we weren't sure if we were going to drive you back up, me and mom drive you back up, you know, caravan with you. But we're going to have to now because there's going to be too much shit to take back, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because now you have a big, small convection oven.
Mm-hmm.
You have a giant husky stuffed animal. I don't know. Is that going to go back with you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have room for it in my apartment.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it'll be Grizzly's friend here when he's missing me.
That'd be nice. Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff to take back up, of course. But you're going to be with us for another couple weeks, which is nice. It's like 3 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, at least 2.5.
That's good. That's good. So Since the last time we talked, you were just going into like finals week.
Yes.
How did your finals end up going?
Well, okay. They went pretty good. My GPA only went down by 0.04%. So it's still a 3.6. It's a 3.61 instead of a 3.67. So I guess that's why 0.06%. But anyways.
I think that's good.
Pretty good. Yeah. I got straight A minuses except for one freaking B plus.
Yeah, we don't. We're not going to speak of that teacher.
Yeah, it was one that was like, there's no rubrics for anything, and so it was kind of hard to do good if you weren't on the teacher's good side.
Sucking up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyways,
some of that legendary Berkeley, open mindedness. Is what you're getting at?
Yes, I am.
So heaven forbid you disagree with what the party line of the class is, right?
Yeah, or I'm at least not able to talk about it like
a lot,
and kind of just rambling about nothing.
I just want a little yes and. I got you.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what's going with your finals?
Oh, yeah. I had a crazy schedule this semester, and the worst part is it took me by surprise because I thought it would be spread out with one on Tuesday, two on Wednesday, and then one on Friday. And so I was leaving on Saturday with one of my friends. But anyways, I found out Thursday before finals week in my last review session for one of my classes that the final for that class is actually not accurate with what is online and where I'm supposed to check where my finals are, when my finals are. Sorry. And it was actually also on Wednesday. So I had one final, nice job, on Tuesday. And then I had three finals on Wednesday starting at 8 a.m. Another one at 11:30, and then the last one at 7 p.m. So it was a very, very long
You were a little stressed
day.
Out.
Yeah.
You're really annoying that and, day.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
We're trying to give you a pep talk.
Bruh. And then
you survived, though.
I did. And then I had 2 days to
And you pretty much killed all those finals, too, so that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got good grades in the class.
Yeah. Oh, I killed my essay.
That's
94%.
Right. That's good.
94?
It's like a 10-page essay, too.
94%? 96%.
That was good.
Yeah.
A nice comment, 10 too.
10-page essay.
Yeah. From the instructor. So good job. Good job with that. So, I mean, this is your your third go-around in finals.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've learned some from the third? Going through it the third time, do you feel like you're more prepared for the fourth time as opposed to the second or the first time?
Yeah. And I think at least this semester I was definitely, like, I don't know. I don't want to jinx myself, but I don't know if it could get that much worse.
You had a lot of adversity this semester.
But even just like down to the final schedule with like having three in a day. And then also for two of those classes, I had finals with essays on them. One with two essays, one with one essay, and both with essay questions.
Yeah.
And then I had two essays for the class that were due before the finals.
Right.
So it was just like, oh my gosh. It was a nightmare.
All closing in on you for a while there.
Yeah, but I did it. And I think I managed my time pretty well.
That's good.
I was able to space it out. I've gotten over my high school procrastination habit.
You really have. Part. And you weren't really, you were. You were procrastinating like I
was. I was really bad. because you'd be helping me at like midnight.
You're better than me, but you weren't great.
Yeah. I mean, compared to my siblings, I'm like the worst one because Molly's super on top of that stuff. And then
it's not Malcolm. Malcolm's
he either just doesn't do
Who
it, or you don't
I guess
hear
he does do
it
in advance a little bit. I guess he does.
He's got to. I mean,
unless
he's
he ignores
something.
It and stuffs under his bed. Yes.
Yeah.
The boy, the first 4 months of his second grade school career, he stuffed his homework under his bed, and his deadbeat teacher didn't notice or didn't notify me that he wasn't turning in any homework.
Oh my gosh. She was great. I had her too.
I know I shared some culpability there, but I definitely asked him if he was done with his homework.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She hates boys, too. She told us that, so yeah, Malcolm already had a lot against him.
We'll leave her alone. Yeah. But anywho, you didn't just survive the quarter, you killed the semester.
Yes.
Good job, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Now, you also, for the first time, drove from Berkeley to your home here in Los Angeles.
Well, what did I do?
On your own.
Before that.
Oh, wait, what'd you do?
Ha.
Well, no, we'll get to that in a minute.
What?
We'll talk about
I thought we were going chronologically.
No, I don't know. Are we?
Jeez. It's my podcast. I can pick.
Okay, what do you want to talk about next?
Bro, I literally went and got my nose and my ear pierced without telling you.
That's right.
And you're
what
skipping that?
What a rebel.
Jeez. And then I FaceTimed him with a close-up on my nose piercing. And he said, what the heck are you doing? Put the phone away from your face. And he didn't notice for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then my mom did the same thing. Yeah. And literally nobody has noticed if I've seen them in person.
Well, I mean, you notice it now. I mean, but it's not like you got this giant obvious nose ring. You got a,
well,
a cute
me,
little stud.
To me, it's obvious. This is the most rebellious thing I've ever done in my life.
I know it is. And you, yeah, good job.
And
I'm proud
by
of you.
Not telling them, I mean, like, I asked them about, oh my gosh, guys, if I did this, like, what would you think over Thanksgiving break? And then I just did it a few days before they were expecting me to. Mm-hmm. But I did it.
Yeah, Berkeley is actually really great.
Yeah, it is really great. Yeah, you got your nose ring. But I mean, it's a nose piercing.
Yeah.
Not a nose
it's
ring.
It's not a ring.
No, it's not a ring. Like the more obvious weird one your sister has.
I got a stud in my nose and a double helix on one of my ears.
Which is exciting. You did that. And you yeah. only fainted how many times in the chair?
Once.
Yeah.
Well, I got up from the chair. I did the piercings. I got up from the chair. I sat in another chair in a corner. And then I didn't want to be rude and tell them that I was like dying in the corner. So I just kind of fainted and waited for him to notice.
You're kidding me, really?
I wish I was kidding. No.
So what did you wake up to?
No,
what do you remember?
He like saw me
fainting.
What was
your experience?
It took a really long time for me to faint. At least that's how it felt. But I was
so wait,
against
this is
the
after
corner.
You have the hole in your nose.
Yeah, I got both piercings. Uh-huh. My friend was there too, and she had gotten her piercing there before and wanted him to look at it.
Yeah.
And so she sat in the piercing chair. I went and sat in the corner, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going down. But I was leaning against the corner, so I was fine. But I didn't want to interrupt them, and I didn't want to be rude. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just die and let it happen.
Yeah.
He saw me, and then... Yeah, eventually I woke up. I was so disoriented. Like, that was weird. And I couldn't speak for a few seconds, but I don't know. I was fine. My friend drove us home, so I didn't try and drive after that.
Does she have a license?
Yeah.
What kind of car does she drive?
I don't know. She doesn't have a car here.
You let someone else drive your car?
Yes, I did.
Are they insured?
Would you want me to die instead?
I think it was a good decision. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't crash, did she?
No.
She didn't crash any more than you have, right?
Bruh. I was
she didn't
able,
like run
okay,
the car into a wall.
I had her drive us there, and then I parked when we got back to my apartment.
I got you. Good job. Oh, you did.
Yeah.
And you were
also. It's very common to faint. I'm just gonna say.
Is it?
Yes. The piercing guy said he didn't stop fainting until after his 15th piercing.
Megan Merrifield.
UCLA's Megan always Merrifield. Been pretty soft.
No, you're wonderful. That's funny.
I'm done, though. I'm not getting any more. Yeah, that's but good. That's what I said the last time when I fainted.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you got something pierced before that?
Well, the other helix on the other side that made me faint.
Well, I know. When was that from?
I don't know. Sometime in high school.
Yeah, it's been more than a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. All right. Stop grabbing the mic. You're like your Uncle Bill.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're making a bunch
about.
Of noise.
Sorry.
Yeah, stop that.
Sorry.
All right. So that's cool. And we did eventually notice that you had your nose pierced. But it's
eventually.
Not a giant, obvious, weird one. It looks nice.
Thanks.
Can you just accept that it looks nice?
Yes.
All right,
thank
good.
You.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, the drive home. Now we can
oh, now,
now we
drive
can
home.
Go in order.
Jesus Christ. So you drove down the 5 freeway.
Uh-huh.
With one friend in the car? One co-pilot?
Yeah, Mahima.
Yes, my former softball player. Who
yeah.
I love dearly.
Yeah.
So... What was it like driving on the 5 by yourself? I mean, last time you drove up with your grandma in the car.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of by yourself, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you know, I mean, like you still, you drove up. You drove up on your own.
Yeah.
And then now you've driven down by on your own. What do you think about the whole drive? Does it, you know, was it a thing?
I think
or
it's fine.
Now you feel totally comfortable doing it?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think there are parts where I'm like, I'm driving a little faster than I really feel comfortable with, but... Overall, it was fine.
And of course, you stayed in the right lane other than when you're passing, right?
No, I stayed in the left lane the entire time. Because, I mean, okay, it was like full of semi trucks.
Uh-huh.
And I only had a few people tailgating me.
Uh-huh.
But it was in a spot where I'm like, I can't really get over for
okay.
you, buddy. Not sorry.
Buddy. Okay, buddy. You didn't ever feel like someone was trying to run you off the road, though?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Makes me happy.
Yeah. Right. I wasn't like I don't know. I wasn't scared. I'm like, okay, tough, bro. Figure it out.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, just know that if you can get over, get over.
Yeah, I know.
If someone's like coming up on you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, good. Otherwise, but if you can't, you can't. There's semis, there's semis. Okay, well, you're going to be going back up, like I said, in a couple of weeks, and then we'll probably be following with you. So I guess that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. When you got home, we've had quite a couple of weeks. Going to a lot of events.
Yeah.
We went to the Queens of Stone Age concert.
Literally the day I got back.
We went to UCLA's loss against Cal State Northridge. Go Matadors, I guess. That was pretty sad. It was sad. Bruins were trailing by 19 in that game. We went to a Kings game.
Yep.
Kings lost by one, but it was a fun game. We went to the Chargers versus Bills.
Yeah.
Chargers lost, which was sad, but you know, not unexpected. You saw
they only lost by two.
That's right. Did we go to any other events? Is that all of them? I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the first of all, what do you think about SoFi Stadium?
Oh my gosh. Bro, that was crazy. It's such a cool stadium, but we were too high up. I was getting a little bit nervous.
And like we literally saw, like it's kind of steep up there in the 500s. We've never sat in the 500s before. But there literally was a fan that fell over a row. Like he fell from the second row to the first row. If he would have fallen from the first row, he would have gone right over and like died.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was actually crazy.
That's how steep it was. So like, you know.
We saw two people fall. One guy slipped and spilled his beer.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that guy.
I
saw the trashy Buffalo fan that was flipping off.
You couldn't not see her.
And yelling and screaming.
She yelled some.
Stay classy, Buffalo.
Gross things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was crazy. We were sitting like directly in front of the big screen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That
up top,
made,
but
like,
at the 50.
That made like my vertigo worse because it was like the screen, like all the stuff made it look like you were moving. And I don't know. Oh my gosh. It was really cool, but I don't know if I could do that again.
Yeah, it was cool. Did you like Josh Homme and the Queens of Stone Age?
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Right?
I love them.
They're really good. And last time I saw them, Josh Homme was drunk and kicked a photographer's camera into their face and got into trouble. That was at like a acoustic Christmas or something. But this time he was not drunk and he was all about peace and love and understanding.
Yeah,
and they like melted our faces.
Oh my gosh.
Which is cool.
His dance moves are so dreamy. He's so smooth.
Yeah. And he's like 8 feet tall. Or he's like 6'6" or something.
He's like a
giant
Nordic man.
Weird that they didn't have video boards up?
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
I don't know why.
Yeah, when Molly and I went to the concert last month, I mean, I've never been to a concert without a video board, so it was weird. Like, there are particular
stages.
We've
been to plenty there, and they always have it.
I don't know if that's them being cheap or what, or if they're just like, we're
like
old
school. I didn't appreciate it, but...
I know you couldn't get a close-up of Homme, even though we weren't that far away.
Well, maybe it looks better from far away, because he's kind of old.
He's getting old. He's probably older than me. Thanks a lot, Megan.
Well, whatever. Sorry, Josh. I know you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to go to... we're going to go to UCLA versus Cal at Poly Pavilion in another week or two. I can't remember when it is.
Yeah.
I think it's a week
or two.
Soon. But I don't know. At this point, I have no idea if the Bruins are going to win that game. They have not played well lately, so this could be the Bears and Madsen getting over on them. You might be seeing a victory, which would be really unexpected, considering coming into this year, I thought we would be whooping your ass, and now you beat us in football, and you could beat us in basketball in a week or two. So that's kind of interesting. But you've been to a couple games when you were up at school before the semester let out.
Yes.
What was it like with the new team and Mark Madsen and Haas and all that stuff?
Well, I saw my first win.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's good. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. It was like, oh my gosh, it was not a very good win. Like, it was one of those where... like biting your nails the whole time and just kind of like, guys, what are you doing?
It's better than losing the season.
We like barely won this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It wasn't like a huge victorious moment, but it was still awesome.
Do the people seem more excited about Mark Madsen and this year's team than they did last year and the team that like won like three games?
Yeah.
And none at Haas.
I mean,
none
there's no more Firefox signs.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, that was fun. I found out where people are printing them. You could print them at one of the school libraries. So
oh, nice. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's pretty exciting, but and it's cool because I sat behind, like right behind the announcers on like the student section because they have it on the court.
Nice.
And so sometimes like I've been on the TV and I could say hi.
That's fun.
That's kind of fun.
Why didn't you get a picture of that? That'd be a nice picture to put on the Bare Minimum Substack.
Because it's like on a tiny screen. I don't know. It's like for a second.
You have to look up at the thing.
No,
you're up on
it's
the big
not
screen.
On the thing. It's on like the TV. The TV broadcast.
I guess the broadcast. Oh, that's fun. Oh, so I should tape some Cal games. Next time you're there, tell me and all. I think if the Pac-12 network is still televising things, which, you know, it's not really televised on the Pac-12 network. But yeah, I'll have to look and try to get the broadcast.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You have to let me know.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And like me, I go with my friend Mez and her boyfriend and like some of the other club baseball guys.
Oh, that's fun.
Because her boyfriend's on the club baseball team.
Right. And you're on the club softball
and
team.
I'm on the club softball team.
How fun.
So sometimes club softball girls will join. But anyways, so we'll stand like in the front row of the student section if we can.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be chatting to like the mic men, which are like the rally guys. And so we're kind of like making friends with them a little bit. And but there is one lady who's in the announcers who just does not seem like she's very happy to be there.
She's an announcer on the broadcast for TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she talks, but she sits at the table and it seems like she's at least like helping.
Oh, okay. She might be like a producer or something. But anywho, she...
Oh my gosh. At the last game that I went to, she was like glaring at us the whole time, especially my friend Mez, because she gets very like loud and excited about the game. It's cheering. And literally like every single cheer, especially if it was like a very college student cheer, not in like great taste necessarily, if there's profanity, she was like glaring and looking back at us and like shaking her head and like, these damn kids.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
She's so uptight.
Yeah. She just did not seem happy to be there.
That's funny. But she didn't ever say anything to you.
No.
Well, that's good.
But yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be hosting UCLA on 210. So I don't think I'll be able to make it up there for that. But
okay.
But you just came off a thrilling win over the Tritons of UC San Diego. So got that going for you.
Oh, awesome.
And now you're going to open your conference season against Arizona on the 29th.
Nice.
You're probably going to get murdered. But hey, yeah, hope springs eternal. We'll see. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you're going to the games. So getting back to, you know, how you've made it through the semester or whatever, you've found a couple hacks, you said, in regards to you were having trouble finding places to kind of study or chill out or, you know, just kind of get your routine going on, right?
Yeah.
You got your workout routine kind of going now. You now have your study
every
routine
day,
going.
Bro.
Good job. I'm proud of you. But what is your, number one, you have the options for libraries at Berkeley are, you have some of the campus libraries, which are wonderful, but you said that they get filled up. What's that about?
Yeah, during finals week or midterms or like big surges in when everybody has to study, it gets really, really, really crowded, especially I like the, like pretty much the main school library. So that one's kind of the first to go.
So it's like so crowded that there's not any chairs to sit down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If you try and go with a buddy, like you're not going to find anything.
Oh, wow.
So you have to go by yourself and hope that maybe there's an open seat. But
crazy.
I mean, like normally, like everybody sits like every other seat, so you don't have to be near anybody.
So wait, whoa.
Normally, it's not that crowded.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
But you're saying that the definition of crowded for you is you go to the library and every other seat is taken, so you can't possibly sit down in between two other people.
No. I'm just saying, like, that's not even...
I would say, your generation is really disappointing me if that's what it was. Like, oh my God, the library is full because every other seat is taken up and we can't possibly sit next to each other.
No.
Like, you know, three guys going into a men's room and they can't, like, stand next to each other urinals.
Girl.
Like, that socially stunted.
No.
Not that bad?
No.
I mean, actually, it is crowded?
That's, like, the normal expectation.
Okay, good.
It's like, you don't sit right next to somebody if there's more...
Certainly. If there's, like, 15 spots open and there's one person sitting there, you don't go sitting directly next to the person.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, trying to hit on you or something, right?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Anyways, so...
Normally, you'd go at least a couple down.
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
Okay, like, the crowded library is, like, going into a crowded parking lot where you're just kind of circling until somebody gets up and
but
you
literally all the spaces are taken, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. When you first said that, I was like, wait, does it mean that everything's open?
It's not
every
my
other
fault.
Thing?
You can't follow my Berkeley brain.
Brain like Berkeley.
Yeah.
So anyways the school library is out. What about the public library? Isn't there a public library in Berkeley?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Where's you run at? Into some challenges going to either one during
this. Where's time. That at?
It's like a it's in downtown. It's like a couple of streets past school. It's,
okay.
It's like two blocks away.
Is it kind of at like the police station and stuff?
Or
like where my hotel was?
Well, I know it's by Pete's Coffee. That's like my
okay, fair enough. It.
It's like by the BART station.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. But anyway, it's right there. And
so why can't you go in there?
Okay. Well, okay, if you go to the school libraries, when it's filled up, it's like there's everybody there and like library etiquette goes out the window. Uh-huh. And you get some really unique people in there and it's like the dorms all over again. Like I know my friend, he got sat next to somebody who was...
This is in the school library you're talking
in
about.
In the school library.
Yeah.
Where normally, this is the one I like to go because it's very quiet. Like, it's a no-talking floor. And everybody's very respectful. And like I said, you generally don't sit next to people unless you have to.
Yeah.
But anyways, during finals week, you can run into stuff like this where my friend was sat next to somebody who was audibly burping and farting.
Wow.
For like the entire 2 hours that he was sitting there.
That's pretty
and
insane.
Just not batting an eye.
Yeah.
It was so so gross. And you can't move because there's no other seats. And then
was he actually like stinking up the place too? Or just noise polluting?
No, both.
So it was smell
both.
Polluting and noise polluting?
Yeah, it was really bad.
And nobody wanted to complain about it? I mean,
what
at that point,
you,
you go find somebody who works and said this asshole is burping and farting. Okay. Like, there's got to be a policy against stinging up the library or being loud enough to distract people. It's
I
a
guess.
Library, so you'll be able to study. But like, oh my God, this guy over here, he can't stop farting and burping. Let's get him out. Get him a hug. That's what you do.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be pretty. Look, I understand. It'd be awkward. It'd be totally awkward. But I mean, seriously. Like,
because I mean, it's also
you never need to see that person again. Like, hey, pal, beat it. There's got to be some adult, like, you're an adult, but I mean, like, come on.
Okay. Yeah. And then people like start talking to their friends and taking phone calls and like just complete disregard.
Okay.
And then, so I tried to start going to the public library because my friend invited me there.
And the public library's, I just looked it up. It's on Shattuck, like, you know, basically downtown Berkeley.
Yeah. But
like
she lives
Shattuck and Kittredge.
Yeah. She lives over there, so she was going to go there because it's closer to her apartment.
Sure.
So I joined, and I mean, it's a public library in
so
downtown
what does that
Berkeley.
Mean? Yeah, and what does that mean?
And there's a lot of homeless people.
What?
In
that doesn't make
downtown
any sense.
Berkeley who are welcome to go into a public library.
And what are they doing in the public library?
Oh my gosh, bro. It like.
You mean they're not just all sitting there
the
reading?
The smells in there.
They're sitting
the
there.
The smells in there.
Reading Camus and you know, talking about, you know, politics and whatnot?
Maybe. I mean, a lot of them are talking to somebody, even if you can't see them.
Oh, okay.
We had this one lady who was talking about. She was behind me. I could not tell if she was on the phone or if she was just talking to herself like she was on the phone.
Right.
I don't think it, based on what she was talking about, I don't think it really mattered.
Right.
But she was saying so many different things. But at one point she was like, hey, like, how do you skin a cat? Like,
wow.
Just like random things that she like was going on to like, oh, like, how do you skin a squirrel or like a cow or
well,
something
did you
like,
learn anything?
And eat
like
it.
Do you know how to skin a squirrel
no,
or a cat?
She
now?
Wasn't really getting anywhere. She was just okay. Like naming other animals. And then at some point she was talking about she needs to get like her throat replaced and like her esophagus taken out and started naming parts in your neck, but then also said like her urethra as if it was in her neck. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
So she what wasn't really happening? Having a sane conversation on the phone, is what you're saying.
No. And then there was another guy like making weird noises and like
and everybody's smelly.
Like, laughing to himself. And this was just in, like...
The foyer?
Just the small space that I was in. Jeez. Trying to do homework.
Right.
And then I had to walk around a little bit to go to the bathroom and go to the drinking fountain. There was also a guy with a really cute dog. Oh.
In the library?
Like, he was on the phone, too.
In the library?
Yeah.
Why is there a dog in the
He was talking for, like, an hour on the phone
okay.
as well.
Whatever.
But, bro, oh my gosh. I swear, a guy walked in and he looked like Pigpen from Charlie Brown, like trail of dirt, like coming Jeez. Off of him. And oh my gosh, the smell took like a full minute to go away. So there's a lot of that, like, just you walk into like a cloud of like this.
It sounds a lot like
really
the lockup that I work at periodically.
Oh, oh my gosh. And then when I went to the bathroom, sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
There was like the women's and the men's were like right next to each other. There was, I was scared going to the bathroom. I had to go a few times because I was there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Well, you really hung in there.
I did. I had to finish my essay.
Right. This is the one you got 96
and,
on?
And start it. But, but there was like a guy like yelling in the men's bathroom, like sounding like, I don't know, he sounded kind of crazy. I was not sure what he was doing. But I was like kind of watching my back the whole time, like walking around, because then it's like a little labyrinth. Like if I get killed by somebody, nobody's going to see. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Your body will be hidden in the stack somewhere.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like another wonderful use of a public space by our local governments. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Okay.
Oh, but your lockup. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that sounds like the library is about the same as the lockup I work at.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're describing the same thing. I had some of the same interactions, right? Only we're talking about, you know, people that are in jail for something.
And that's then the walk there, like you have to go through like this really sketchy, it's only 2 blocks from campus.
No,
but
I
that
know.
2 blocks is like so scary. To get through.
Come on, it's that part. Whatever. Depends
on
the time of day.
One side of the street is completely blocked off, and so then all the homeless people are on one side, and there's like a bunch of like big like garage like crevices where they can kind of hang out, and there's like 3 different people camping out on the street.
So you're telling me we're not going to go to the Berkeley Public Library anymore?
I don't think so.
That's good.
But I still want to get a library card because it gives you access to a lot of different places for free.
Well, you can do that online.
Well, I have to go.
And you can rent audiobooks for free.
I know, I got my L.A. Public Library card for that.
Oh, yeah. All right, all this was leading up to you finding, like, study hacks and stuff. So you tried the school library, and during finals week, at least, it was too crowded to use. And then you tried the public library, and obviously, like, that's borderline unusable because, you know, you can't actually use it for what it's intended for.
It was empty for a reason.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's
crowded
not empty.
With all the wrong people.
Yeah, exactly. So then you did actually find something that worked for you. At least most of the time. And what is that?
Yeah. Well, there's a building on campus with a lot of empty classrooms that I just went into. And I just walked into a classroom and used that.
Well, that's very good. Very smart. Good job.
Yeah. I freaked out the second time because I forgot it was a weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, they locked all the doors. They found us out. Like,
that's funny.
I'm a fugitive on the run. But
or they just locked you
it
out.
It was just a weekend.
Oh, good.
But there's another homeless lady who lives in that building.
Lives in the building on campus?
She doesn't live in there, but she's in there like every single time I enter that building. I almost never see her outside of that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. I have to go to bed. I have to work tomorrow. Gee whiz. Okay. Unlike some people that I know.
Bro, I literally do. I work out every single freaking day.
Yes, but you're not working. I work out every single day too, and then I go to work.
Well,
you're on vacation. It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed about being on vacation, but you're on vacation.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But like I said, I did, I had wanted to do a like favorite Christmas song and a favorite Christmas movie episode. But, you know, like I said, maybe we'll tape it later and then save it for next year or whatnot. But let's just real quick, you know, now that it's the day after Christmas and now we're done with Christmas movies and we're done with Christmas songs. I think both of us, our favorite Christmas movie at this point is probably the same one.
Yeah.
And so like in the rotation for us is Elf and Christmas Vacation and is there any other ones?
Mixed Nuts.
Well, that's the one I was going to say is like our favorite one.
We watch A Christmas Story like every fifth Christmas.
That's right. You know, so a lot of the main ones, but our favorite one is not one that's in the, you know, it's not commonly watched, but I think we both think it's the far superior film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we like it. Mixed Nuts. Steve Martin movie.
Yes.
With a lot of... Juliette Lewis is in it.
Adam Sandler.
Rob Reiner's in it. Adam Sandler's in it. Tom Hanks' wife. Gosh, why can't I think of her name right now? But she's in it.
Sexist.
Madeline Kahn's in it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Robert Klein's in it. There's a lot of people in it. It's a great movie. John Stewart and Parker Posey are in it. But it's a fun movie. I think it's a Robert Altman movie. But Mixed Nuts is our favorite Hollywood movie. We all watched it last night, and we always enjoy that. Liev Schreiber's in it. Jeez, yeah, there's a ton of people in the movie. But favorite Christmas songs. You were listening to some during finals. What was getting you through finals?
Oh, my gosh.
Just give me top 3 favorite Christmas songs.
Okay, when I was going insane during finals, I was listening to Wing out of procrastination.
And Wing would be somebody that we got off of Kevin and Bean years ago. And she's an Asian lady who sings very honestly, like she's giving it her all, but
honest
they come off
is a very nice word.
Pretty
for
crazy
it.
Versions of songs. But her original song, Santa Claus on a Helicopter, is one of her favorite songs ever.
She's classified as outsider music.
Yeah, well, it's definitely outside the bounds of good taste, but we yes. enjoy it. So Santa Claus on a Helicopter is one of our faves.
Yeah.
I like the Jack or the Tenacious D Sum 41. A team up for on a holiday album from a few years back, many years back, called Things I Want. I love that song.
Yeah.
And then also, we both love Jimmy Fallon's Snowball.
Oh, yeah. Snowball
it's,
Fight.
Well, Snowball Fight, but it's called Snowball. That's a good one. What's your favorite, like, standard classic that everybody, like, would listen to?
Oh, well, I was going to say a new one is the Guardians of the Galaxy one from last year.
Oh yeah, I didn't watch the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special from 2022. There's got a
also,
really good song
don't
in
Don't Be a Jerk from SpongeBob.
That's a good one.
Julian Casablancas' Christmas Treat.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That one's good.
Of all the standards, like the ones that, you know, that are from like the 40s, 50s, 60s.
I like White Christmas. I like Blue
by
Christmas.
By which one? White Christmas.
White
by.
Christmas, Drifters, Blue Christmas, Elvis.
Yeah.
I
think those are my favorite.
Backdoor
too.
Santa, Jet.
That's not
a classic.
Exactly.
And then obviously like Dean Martin ones. Oh.
Marshmallow World.
Bro, She and Him, all their Christmas songs.
Yeah, those are in heavy rotation in our house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we love She and Him.
Oh, and Frank Sinatra, those ones.
And Frank Sinatra, yeah. The frosty one.
And
Barbara Streisand's Jingle Bells is one of my all-time favorites that your mom can't listen
to. My mom hates it.
Yeah. Katie Tunstall.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did... She's a good Mickey Malikimaka.
Malikimaka, yeah.
Yeah.
And one other one that it's like her original song.
Yeah, that one is not the other one, yeah. And then our other
Richard
favorite.
Richard Cheese.
Lounge Against the Machine and his Christmas albums are wonderful.
Yeah.
Which all he does a great version of Singing Dogs.
Yeah. all the K-Rock old ones are like my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Billy Idol yelling at the Christmas tree is a good one.
Those are all good.
Oh, and the Kinks.
So we'll just keep adding one. So we'll stop this right now.
Okay.
Maybe next year we'll actually play some of the music.
Yeah.
But that's our short list. So now the Christmas music is over.
Our short long list.
You can enjoy that. All right. Well, we may, depending on what's going on, do another one before you're ready to go back up north.
Yeah.
But otherwise, good job. Proud of you. Good job getting through a semester.
Thanks.
You got a few more semesters left up there. And then, like, you might be going studying abroad.
Oh, yeah, fingers
months.
Crossed. I got to get my passport done so I can hopefully do 5 weeks in Paris.
All right. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
The Olympics are going to be happening.
The City of Light.
Yeah?
That's what it's called, yes.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, like I said, we'll come back to it at some point. But thank you very much for listening to The Bare Minimum. And until next time, what do we say, Megan?
Go Bears and suck at Stanford.